Well, firstly, let me reiterate the consensus, not just in the House of Commons, but I believe right across the country, indeed amongst right-thinking people right across the world, the total and unequivocal revulsion that is felt by these horrific images being released by ISIL. And I thought we saw in the House of Commons today a measured and considered response, frankly, from both sides, from the government and from the opposition, as we seek to chart a way forward.
And what is the way forward?
Well, it's clear from the comments that we've heard from the President of the United States overnight that the United States is giving consideration to what its strategy should be, both in relation to Iraq and to Syria. My sense is that the British government is doing the same. There was apparently a meeting of the COBRA, the government's emergency committee, taking place this morning. And so in that sense, I'm sure over the weeks and months ahead, the government will share its thinking. I was with Ed Miliband,
sorry, just,
the opposition...
Sorry, just to come in just, there. I mean, you talk about the time frame.
Let me try and answer your question. I was with Ed Miliband on Monday in the House of Commons when the Prime Minister made very clear that if he was going to bring forward proposals involving direct military intervention, for example, airstrikes, that would naturally and appropriately be a matter that would come to the House of Commons. As I understand it, no such request has been made. The Americans have unique military capability that is being deployed in the service of the Iraqi government at the moment. There is cross-party support in the United Kingdom for the arming of the Peshmerga, that's the Kurdish security forces. But as I say, I understand that no direct request has been made for further assistance beyond that which Britain is presently providing.
OK, just to pick up then on the time frame that you talk about of being weeks and months ahead when strategy is going to be worked on. In the meantime, hostages on the ground are being beheaded.
Of course, and no one can feel anything other than revulsion in relation to what we are witnessing. But equally, you cannot allow the threats, the blackmail of action taken against hostages by an organisation like ISIL to dictate the policy of a democratic government. That is why it is appropriate and right for the Prime Minister to consider what is the right response of the United Kingdom to the whole security situation, of course, including the terrible scenes that we've witnessed in recent days. And if he has a view that he wants to share with the House of Commons in relation to further action that is required to be taken, he gave a pretty clear undertaking on Monday that that's what he intends to do.
And the airstrikes in Iraq are generally acknowledged to be actually having an impact on ISIS on the ground. These hostages are being held in Syria. What should be done with regards to Syria?
Well, actually, there's quite a different situation, not just legally, but politically in Iraq and within Syria. In Iraq, first of all, as I understand it, a direct request has been made by the new Iraqi Prime Minister for the support and assistance of America in particular, given America's unique military capabilities. And so in that sense, America has chosen to react, and we as the Labour Party have supported the action
I understand all that, but the point is these hostages are in Syria. What can be done to help
if
them?
If you'll allow me to answer your question before interrupting, clearly that is not the position in Syria, where we have no direct contact with Assad and the forces that have brought murder and terror to so many of the Syrian population. At the same time as ISIL are continuing to operate, we understand, from an area within northeastern Syria. So in that sense, of course the government should consider what actions can be taken both regionally and at an international level in relation to the specific issue of hostages. But you'll understand it wouldn't be appropriate for me to speculate from outside government either as to what information they have or what would be the appropriate course of action at this stage if anything that I were to say were in any way to prejudice actions that might at some point in the future be necessary. So you'll understand the responsible course is not to speculate about what the government should do in relation to the hostage situation that we're witnessing. It is to offer what I believe Ed Miliband offered today, which was a reasoned cross-party approach of saying the government has our support in supporting both the Iraqi government and indeed the Peshmerga in their actions against ISIL. Of course, we should be working to build regional support for action against ISIL over the coming weeks and months. And we should also be working with our international allies. As I say, only last night, President Obama made clear to the American media that the strategy of the United States was still being developed.
Douglas Alexander, thank you very much.
Thank you.